This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We're now in the semi-relaxed no-man's land between Christmas and New Year's, when you can still enjoy your baked goods and sweets without too much guilt. That all ends next week, I'm afraid. This is also the time of year when retailers, those retailers we mentioned at the top of the show, coming off crazy busy holidays, have earned themselves a little downtime. That's true for Amy Emberling and Frank Carollo. They're the co-owners of Zingerman's Bakehouse in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Non-Michiganders may have heard of their mail-order delivery service. Think sour cream coffee cakes, brownies, ginger snaps. Amy and Frank recently published a cookbook with some of their most popular recipes. The book is also called Zingerman's Bakehouse. Amy and Frank, thanks for being here.
Our pleasure. Hello.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
I wonder if you can start with just describing Zingerman's Bakehouse for people who aren't familiar with it.
Well, let's see. We are located in an industrial park on the south side of Ann Arbor, and we have really about five different components to the bakehouse. We have a bread bakery, a pastry kitchen, a cake studio. We have a little retail shop, and we have a baking school, and we have about 24,000 square feet and 150 people who work 24 hours a day, pretty much 7 days a week, making delicious baked goods.
Do you have a sense of how many sort of sour cream coffee cakes you guys are making every year?
Yes, probably, probably between 50 and 60,000.
Wow.
Yeah, people love coffee cake. Who would have thought?
So Zingerman's is a company I'm familiar with through mail order, since I've not lived in Michigan, but I have gotten some excellently timed Zingerman's care packages. What is the relationship of the bakehouse to the rest of the Zingerman's empire?
We're sort of like a loose confederation of businesses, a little bit like how our government works with states. So we all use the Zingerman's name. However, we're owned independently. There's a little bit of joint ownership. The founders of the original business, Zingerman's Delicatessen, owned some of each of the other businesses. But all of the other owners do not own parts of the other businesses. And we work cooperatively together in determining some big picture things like how we do benefits or service. But in terms of running our businesses, we're entirely independent. So it's a kind of interesting mix and often brings a productive tension.
Frank, you've been at Zingerman's since 1992, and I wonder how the business has changed in that time.
Well, when we started, I didn't know what opportunities we would have, nor did I know how much people would embrace. I mean, from the start, humbly I'll say, hearth-baked European-style bread didn't exist in Michigan in 1992, and people just really loved it. And so we grew at a rate beyond my sort of wildest dreams. And now it's an 800-square-foot store that does a ridiculous amount of business in an industrial park.
Amy, tell me a little bit about your holiday season. When does it start for you guys?
Well, really, it starts in August when we begin the planning for it, right? And every year it moves back. We realize we really can't do anything other than consider sort of day-to-day business starting in August. So there's a lot of planning that goes on in August, a lot of coordination with Zingerman's mail order. They're our biggest customer during the whole holiday season. And then it really starts to ramp up middle of October. Right now, we're sort of winding down, but it's all through the fall.
And what's your January like? Do you guys get to take a break? Is that when everybody goes on vacation?
It's amazing. I always tell people it's as if there's, you know, one of those red emergency stop buttons in the sky and that somebody just whacks it at about 3 o'clock on December 24th and it's done. And then it's quiet and nothing happens. And so we're really quiet until Valentine's Day, or in Michigan, Fat Tuesday is a very big day. We have a large Polish community and we make a lot of donuts.
Is that Paczkis? Is that
Punchkis?
Punchkis. I was close.
Right. Right. It was close. So it picks up then. But we're grateful to have a little time off to breathe once that happens.
I want to talk to you guys now about your cookbook a little. I know some people will have gotten this book as a holiday present. They're probably flipping through it right now. Are these the actual recipes that you use? If I follow this to the letter, if I measure my ingredients or weigh them, am I going to achieve those same brownies I would get in the mail?
You absolutely will. And you mentioned the key word that to help people, home bakers, the most, to me, the single most important thing to do is invest in a $35 digital scale and weigh all your ingredients rather than measure them by volume. And that is the single biggest step that will get you great results every single time you bake.
Why give up the recipe, though? Are you worried that people won't order next time around when they have a chance to order, when they're really craving those brownies or whatever it is?
Some people may not. And that will just leave us room to continue to develop new things. And I think in reality, there are a lot of people who are not going to bake the things and they will continue to buy from us. Some of the things in the book are really difficult, Adrian, and I think people will realize why they cost what they do when they come to our stores and may decide that it's really worth it and would rather not make it. So in terms of business overall, there's so much more to having a successful business or bakery than just these recipes that, you know, we feel okay about sharing them.
So before I let you go, I want to ask if there are any recommendations you have for folks, you know, in this week before New Year's diets kick in, what should they be cooking? What would you recommend one thing they cook for this week in between Christmas and New Year's?
I think I'd take a little break and make something very tasty but not so difficult that's in the book that's called Detroit-style pizza. A lot of the country doesn't know that we have a style of pizza that's distinctive to Detroit, and it could be a really nice midweek meal.
And anything you might cook, Frank?
Well, I guess there's a recipe for chestnut baguettes, and thinking about a New Year's Eve party, if you make those baguettes with some chestnut flour, they pair wonderfully with a nice piece of cheese. And you'll be a winner if you make those for New Year's Eve party.
Well, happy New Year's to you both. I appreciate your time.
Thank you, Adrian.
Thank you.
Amy Imberling and Frank Carollo are co-owners of Zingerman's Bakery and authors of the new cookbook, Zingerman's Bakehouse. We've got the recipe for that Detroit-style pizza. It's at marketplace.org. Check it out.